You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ariel. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes. I actually, someone brought me to get my other vehicle. I just got their car pushed to the side.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Okay. May I have the spelling of your first and last name?
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I. And
B-R-A-N-D-I, and your last name was Adams?
Allen.
Allen.
A-L-L-E-N.
A-L-L-E-N. And a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 205-876-7594.
Would you like to receive mobile text message updates regarding the status of today's service?
That's fine.
Message and data rates may apply. May I have your member ID contract or policy number?
Okay, it's 79517519157.
Right. Give me one moment while I try to look at your account real quick.
Okay.
For security reasons, could you please verify, what is your full address?
It's 2908 Hunter Ridge Court, apartment 103, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Let's see your make and model of your disabled vehicle.
Okay, it's the 2010 Cobalt, Chevrolet Cobalt.
And the color?
White.
All right. What's the reason for the breakdown?
Okay, it just won't go and drive. You can't drive it. So I don't know if it's a transmission or what it is.
Does the vehicle shift out of park?
Yes.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
I guess it's what's the four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive?
Okay, that's fine. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, it's not. We're able to push it to the side to get it out the road, so it's like in a parking lot.
All right. Okay. And is the vehicle modified lower to the ground?
You say, is it lower to the ground?
Is it modified
if
lower
it's
to the
up
ground?
No, it's just a regular car. It's not, you know, down or anything.
Okay. And is the service in a result of an accident?
No.
Excuse me, that good phone number for you is 205-876-7594.
Yes.
All right. And will you be there when the provider gets there with the keys?
Yes.
Were you needing to ride with the service provider? May I have the city and state your vehicle's currently in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And you said it's located at a church. Do you know the address or the name of the church?
Well, I can give you the address that
okay.
Where I had sent somebody off of the where I sent them my location.
Okay.
And the location showed 1029 Ethel Lane.
1029. What was the street name again?
Ethel. Lane. And that's Birmingham, Alabama. 35235.
All right. And is that in front of a residence or is it in front of a church? When I put it in, it shows up a residence.
Yeah, that's the address. That was where
okay.
it was until we pushed it out of the road. So when I see somebody in my location, I just still had that in front of my phone. I mean, had that in my phone. Let me see if I can see the name of the church. I'm not sure what the name of that church is. But it's in the church. It's like right across the street. It's like a little small, narrow road.
So if they went to that address, would they be able to see the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Starting with the city and state, where would you like the vehicle taken to?
Okay,
oh, I'm sorry.
I want it taken to 2930 30th Street Southwest. And that's Birmingham, Alabama.
35211. Okay. All right, and just to be sure, the vehicle is located at 1029 Ethel Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235, going over to
Ethel Lane.
Okay, let me go back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I know those roads and lanes and courts and all that stuff can get crossed up.
Yes. Lane.
I was trying to Google it to see if I could get the name of that church.
Because every time I put it in, it pulls up, it keeps pulling up road, which is by a, or close to a Windham and Bush Tire and Auto Center. And the other side is where Oak Tree Motors is.
What is. Now, when I put it in, when you put the address in, it just has LN. It doesn't have lane spelled out. So maybe that might help. Did that work? Let me go back around here and see if I can get the name of this church. Let me see. I can. It won't take me because I'm right around the corner. Put your seatbelt on. So I can, since it's not pulling up. I tried to Google it. Hit that. Thank you. Luckily, it's just right down here. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get an answer.
You know, you're fine. I'm so sorry. I couldn't locate it.
That's fine. Like I said, I don't know. but when I sent the address to someone, it didn't say Ethel Lane. I just automatically assumed it stood for Ethel Lane. But it may not be. It might be Ethel, L-N. Now, this, the address for the church right here, the mailbox in by this church is 1024 Ethel Lane. ETHELLN. That's how it is on the sign. So maybe you could put that in and it will pull up. 1024 Ethel LN instead of spelling out Lane. I was trying to look and see about the sign. I didn't see a sign on it. I think you have a number on the mailbox. Did they pull up better?
It's still pulling up Ethel Road, but I'm going on actual Google to see if I can
right,
find
now,
that.
Right, now when I put in 1024, it's ETHEL, capital L, lowercase n. It's not Lane spelled out. And it's Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
And yeah.
Not a name on okay, this is the name of the church. I see it on this little sign here.
Okay.
Really small. It's spelled GETHSEMANE. That's the first word. And the second word is ministries. MINISTRIES. And it's center. CENTER. And now the address on that is 1024 Ethel Lane, LANE, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235. But that's the name of the church. That's, I don't know how you pronounce it. Jessamine.
Okay.
But if they put in the address, I mean, if that's what their issue, it lead them right to it. It's out like off of Highway 11 in that area. I tried to Google the name of the center, but it's not even pulling up when I Googled it. But that's just what they have. I don't know if it's just like part of a ministry or something.
Okay. I meant with Genesis Main Ministry Center.
Ministry Center, uh-huh. And the address is 1024 Ethel, ETHEL, capital L, lowercase n, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Okay, because even when I search for that church name, it's coming up, the Jessamine, I'm sorry, I know I'm probably pronouncing that wrong,
right.
Baptist
it's
church.
Not, it's not pulling up. That's why I said they probably could just, the address will bring them straight to it, but it's not pulling up anything with that name.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But it's right off of Gaston Highway, though. If that will
off
help.
Gaston Highway. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So the vehicle is located at 1024 Ethel Lane, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235. Going over to a residence at 2930 30th Street Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35211.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Because you did opt into the text messaging feature with us today, they're going to be sending you a text message with the estimated time of arrival, the name and phone number of the provider. Is there anything else I could help assist you with today?
No, ma'am. That'll be it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and using emergency roadside assistance, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.